Everybody wins. Lesson 6. Choice of action. Choosing the action you are going to follow through with to accomplish what you want is one of the most exciting aspects of taking control of your creative mind. And at the same time, it can be one of the most challenging. Choice of action is exciting because many times your action can facilitate creating belief, faith, and positive expectancy more than anything else. And your choice of action can be challenging because you must learn to go inside and communicate with your inner self to get the answers you need. This relationship between your actions and the creative process goes beyond the latest list book or things other people say you need to do. For the power of action hinges on your belief about the action you are taking more than the action itself. It's what science refers to as the placebo effect, or your consciousness and beliefs creating your reality. When I was sick and surrounded by people and physical evidence that all pointed to disease and limitation, through using choice, I began to believe that it might be possible for me to regain my health. Notice I started from "it might be possible." Frequently, people would say, "Oh, there's that wishful thinking again." But it was much more than just wishing and hoping. I was focused on my wants, my needs and aspirations by written and specific goals. I had written action steps that I believed could make a difference, and most importantly, I followed through with the actions I thought I needed to do. I was beginning to experience the power of integrating my choices so they were mutually supportive and worked together. This is the magic of written goals and written plans. When your choices are consistent and mutually supportive, that consistency reveals an underlying integrity of purpose, and that's called faith. This means that even when you are still surrounded by a problem, through choice, you can develop faith or belief in the solution. And when you follow through with action, you can literally begin to act yourself into right thinking. The opposite of the placebo effect is called the nocebo effect. If you are not doing what you believe you need to be doing, that will create a sense of confusion and being at cross purposes. So saying one thing and doing another will negatively affect the outcome you desire. This is the risk of not knowing what you need to do or not doing what you think you need to do. Either one will hamper you in believing that your priorities are coming into reality. It is interesting to note that the placebo and nocebo effects pertaining to action are emotional or mental in nature rather than physical in nature. That is, many times the benefits of one's actions result from a person's expectations about the action rather than the action or inaction itself being the cause. Again, the key to effectively using focus and action is for you to integrate your choices based on your own beliefs and priorities. You are the one who needs to experience the consistency and mutually supportive nature of your focus and actions. Each of us needs to find our own path that we believe will work. Your goals may sometimes have the appearance of being almost unreachable. So do not expect yourself to obtain these large goals overnight. Remember, the largest goals are attained one step at a time. The advantage of becoming involved with writing out your goals and priorities and then spending the time and making the effort to develop a written plan of action that you believe in is that that process will allow you to divide the accomplishment of any significant goal into small, specific steps that, when taken individually, are not that difficult. Goal setting and planning, more than anything else, will allow you to gain confidence in yourself and the successful achievement of what you want. Your written goals and plans will allow you to actually experience, step by step, the course you will take to systematically have more of what you want. The first time I attempted to climb Mount Rainier, I was overwhelmed by its size. The morning of the second day, we were scheduled to ascend an ice wall and continue to the top of the mountain, where we would have lunch and then return before late afternoon. As we approached the ice wall, it looked tremendously difficult, and I began to have second thoughts about my ability. When we arrived at the bottom of the wall, my climbing partner perceived my state of mind and asked me if there was any specific portion of the wall I could not climb. Upon careful examination, I replied, "No, I don't see any specific part that would prevent me from making it if you take the lead on the hard parts." As I answered him, I realized that the entire wall did look insurmountable. But we were not going to climb the entire wall all at once. We were just going to take it one step at a time till we got to the top. That's the way it was with the whole mountain. In its totality, it looked large and overwhelming. Yet we climbed it one step at a time. As you move through your life, what you will need to do to accomplish what you want will change. The actions you need to do will depend on your focus and how you perceive your abilities. For example, in the first few years of me dealing with being sick, I was caught up in the prognosis of the experts saying I could not expect to come out of my health challenge whole. And my focus was on fighting that prognosis. Notice the name of my book, The Hell I Can't. That was where I began, saying no to illness. It was what I thought I needed to do at the time. As I studied and applied the tools of choice on what was right in front of me, I began to understand the power I had. And I also began to understand I might be able to use these tools to move to what I wanted instead of just dealing with what I didn't want. That was the beginning of my shift from dealing with sickness to creating health. What I want you to get is that the process of understanding and realizing your own power will come from you giving yourself permission to start right where you are and then following through doing the things that need to be done by you. You must apply these principles and not just think about them. Focus and goal-directed action are your road to freedom. Take time to explore what you believe about action. Many times, when I imagine my ideal job or lifestyle, I see it as one of leisure, where the things I want in life come to me fairly easily. However, if I explore the times when I am having the most fun, it's usually when I am involved in a project that necessitates me growing and developing new abilities. When you push yourself or stretch to attain something, many times the end reward is much sweeter. Goal setting and planning facilitates you coordinating your resources towards the predetermined objective. Using written goals and plans allows you to keep on track and not be overwhelmed by the immensity of any project and keep your sights on the specific steps you are taking to get there without feeling the negative pressures of fear, doubt, and worry. This doesn't mean that we don't get scared once in a while. It just means that with detailed plans comes the confidence that keeps the negative thoughts and emotions within tolerable limits, and ultimately assists us to move to a much clearer focus on the outcome we desire. Dr. Norman Doidge is another scientist that has documented the importance of focus and actions in shaping how our brain changes and adapts. In his book, The Brain That Changes Itself, he, like Candace Pert and Bruce Lipton, proposes that our thoughts and actions not only determine our consciousness and how much brain computing power is available for a specific priority, your thoughts and actions also determine how your body works. He stresses that real change comes when an individual combines concentration or focus with goal-directed action. And he goes further to explore the pitfalls of multitasking by stating that to keep the mind alive, we must be learning something new with what he calls intense focus. And he believes that many people do not know how to focus. They just put out fires. Dr. Doidge has demonstrated that the brains of older people are just as capable of change and learning as the brains of children. He believes that by the choices we make, we can literally turn back the clock on our cognitive functioning so that our memories and problem-solving abilities are more youthful again. He proposes that our minds respond to exercise just as our muscles do. And as we take charge and exercise our mind through our focus, actions, and thoughts, we can not only take charge of our consciousness, we can also take charge of the things that happen to us. Dr. Doidge also believes that our culture and background play a huge part in what we can and cannot perceive. In other words, how we interpret our life and what we create as our experiences and our results are determined to a great extent by our past. He believes if we do not take an active role in choosing what we think and do, we will tend to stay in the same general mental and emotional environment that we are in now, and our results will stay pretty much the same. Over and over, science is proving that you can take charge of your life through the choices you make. And they are not just talking about taking charge of your opinions, beliefs, and attitudes. You can actually take charge of your physical body and the things that happen to you. This is the freedom we have been exploring throughout this program. Dr. Doidge also agrees with the other scientists, for you to truly experience your freedom, you must apply these principles to your priorities through focus and actions. He says that this is the use it or lose it part of human existence. You must find your own way. Using the tools can be likened to jumping from a plane with a parachute. You can read all you want about parachutes and attend seminars and workshops on how they work. You could purchase a very expensive parachute with guarantees and endorsements from many successful people. You can talk about your parachute and how great it is until you are blue in the face. But I guarantee that you will not truly believe the capabilities of that parachute until you jump from several thousand feet with it strapped to your back. When you land in one piece and gather it up, you will no longer be talking about what that parachute can do from a position of theory. You will have demonstrated its capabilities through your own experience. That's the way it is with the tools of choice. You can read books, attend seminars and workshops, and you will not really believe they work until you strap them on your back and jump into your priorities. As you listen to these lessons with spaced repetition and follow through with the daily action steps, you will learn how to integrate your choices your way and demonstrate to yourself the power you have to make a difference in the quality of your life. And it won't be just theory. You will know the tools of choice work because you have experienced them working. Because of the emphasis that has been placed on the magical list of things to do that is promoted in so many of the self-help books, and our conditioning from the past about seeking the answers we need from outside ourselves, it can be challenging when we try to find what we believe about action. It's as if we have forgotten that this process of taking charge of our creative mind is a common sense thing. What you are looking for as you write out possible actions to achieve your desires is a sense of, yes, I think that will work. It's the process of getting clear on a roadmap that you believe in. And that belief will be supported by feelings or attitudes that are exciting and empowering. Some people find that when they start this journey of becoming their own teacher, they are tempted to just take the latest to-do list they've been exposed to. I'm not saying that there isn't great information out there that can assist you in creating the life you want. What I am getting at is that most of the information you need is within you, and it is your belief in action that gives action its power. If you run from one list to another, based on what others believe, you will never get inside yourself and become your own teacher. Integrating your choices and taking charge of your creative mind is about you listening to your own counsel. Another thing that sometimes happens as we begin to get clear on what we want is we get overwhelmed. We can get overwhelmed with yeah buts. Yeah, but there is so much that I want to change. Yeah, but there is so much I will have to do. Yeah, but will I stay on track? Know that these kinds of questions and doubts are natural. As explored earlier, when we move to change how we perceive ourselves and our abilities, we come face to face with our current beliefs and habits of thought that say we are a certain way. It may not be exactly who do you think you are, but our doubts and fears come from the same place. Old conditioning that speaks to our limitations, being powerless or not disciplined enough to really stay on track. As you explore the action you need to take on a specific outcome or desire, you are doing just that. You are exploring what needs to be done. You are not committing to do it. It isn't until the plan is complete that you really have a choice about whether or not you want to follow through. And that will again be determined by you. Through the process of writing out your plan of action, you will need to sift through your own thoughts, opinions, and beliefs to come to something you have confidence in. When you are done, you are in a much better position to evaluate what it will cost you in time and energy to achieve the result you want. And it's only after you have written the action plan that you can realistically answer the next question, which is it worth it to me? This program is about you doing your life your way. And if you are going to make the changes you want, you are probably going to have to do some things differently. Written goals and written plans will assist you to explore within yourself whether you are really willing to stay focused on an outcome you desire and follow through with the actions needed to create it. If your answer to the "Is it worth it to me?" question is no, at this time you do not want to move forward on this priority, don't be discouraged. Keep the written material you have on that goal and go on to something else. If the answer is yes, we will cover in the next two lessons how to support yourself in following through. Because when you integrate the choices you make, your goals and aspirations will literally draw you to them. This is what is so exciting about the journey you're on. Keep listening to the lessons with spaced repetition and follow through with the action steps. Remember, taking charge of your creative mind is like learning to dance. At first, the steps and moves might seem confusing, but as you practice, there comes a time when you become the dance. The plan of action checklist that you will be downloading will be your guide as you explore what you believe about action. Remember, this program is about you listening to your own counsel. If you find that what you believe about action is not what you would like to do, or if you are not sure you are capable of doing it, remember, your beliefs about action are also part of your programming based on your past. Once you get clear on what you are moving to, you will notice you have more options with your actions because your mind will begin seeking ways to accomplish your objective rather than just feeding back to you old habits of thought. As mentioned in Lesson 1, we are all seeking to some degree or another more joy, more happiness, more peace of mind, more control and dominion over our lives. And this control we seek starts with the priorities we set and the plans we make. Very simply, if someone else decides what you're going to do and when you're going to do it, then they control you. If we control what we are going to do and when we are going to do it, then we control our lives. Certainly, there may be times when other people or circumstances do have influence over your focus and actions. And there may be times when you make choices because of the consequences of not making that choice. And it is still your choice. Success is a journey. One thing that all successful people realize is what makes them a success is the road they are on, not how far they have come. Imagine how you will feel when you have a detailed roadmap that allows you to see where you are, where you are going, and how you plan to get what you want. You are already successful. We both know that. The thing that frustrates you is that periodically you have challenges or problems that take from your satisfaction and happiness. For the most part, these problems are a result of shooting from the hip or doing things the way you have always done them. Goal setting and planning are the tools which will allow you to zero in on the target you want and then hit it. You can do it. You know you have the abilities and resources you need. The secret is to choose a new life for yourself and integrate your choices so you can believe you are on track creating it. Remember, it's not a matter of success or failure. It's simply a matter of choosing a new idea and then sticking with that choice until it becomes a tangible reality. Imagine ending your days with knowing that you did what you said you were going to do. Action steps. Congratulations. You have come a long way. With Lesson 6, you will be able to download the form Plan of Action Checklist. It is included as a PDF file on the Everybody Wins dashboard just below where you download the audio files. This week, select an item from your dream list and answer the questions outlined on the checklist as they pertain to that want. As suggested, you may want to start with an easy priority first. Build confidence as you use the form, even if it's not totally needed. When you undertake larger and more complicated projects, this plan of action checklist will be a valuable tool to assist you in organizing your efforts and getting clear on how you plan to make things happen the way you want.